Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Millie Youngquist and Mike York about The Accidental Hero, a show coinciding with Veterans Day this weekend. Veterans Day is this weekend, and a special event is going to be in Washington Thursday. Can you explain what the show The Accidental Hero is about?
Well, it's actually about a guy who goes to Czechoslovakia, the country of his grandparents. He's somehow found to be a liberator, so he's a hero. Millie can tell you a little bit more than I can.
It's a story of a World War II veteran who, like Mike said, grew up in Wisconsin speaking Czech. His grandparents were from Czechoslovakia. He was in World War II and fought in several battles and was chosen because of his ability to speak Czech to go in to liberate Czechoslovakia from the Nazi occupation in 1945, I believe. And as he was doing this, he realized he was liberating the very towns his grandparents were from because he could speak the language, he knew the names, they knew his name, and so it was kind of an awakening for him. But when he came back to the United States, he wrote some things down but really didn't talk about his experiences, put things away in a chest in the basement, and it wasn't until his grandchildren found this after his death. And then his grandson is the one coming to do the show and telling his story. So we think it's pretty exciting.
And students will have a chance to see this or part of this. Why is it important for students to see something like this?
Well, I think it's important because they need to know the stories of those who have served in whatever armed force. Sometimes they're good stories and sometimes they're not. I've heard a lot of stories from some of our World War II vets at the American Legion, and some are very uplifting and some are really heart-wrenching what they've gone through. And I think that not only the students, but everybody needs to appreciate what a lot of these folks have gone through for our freedoms.
Yes, in fact, through a generous grant from the Riverboat Foundation, as well as support from American Legion Post 29, we're able to offer this free to veterans. And then in the afternoon, this Patrick DeWayne, that's what his name is doing a matinee performance free of charge for the high school students and area high school students.
And some local folks are involved with music. Can you share how that ties into the show?
Sure. We have a special select vocal ensemble from the middle school. Their name is Devox. Their conductor contacted me and said she saw this coming up and her students were learning the different service songs for the branches of the military. And she volunteered them to sing at this event. And then a women's group called Just Us Girls. It's an adult group in the community, and they do music from all time periods, and they're doing a special set of 1940s songs, popular songs, that will kind of set the mood for the event.
And if people want to go to the show this Thursday evening, how do they get tickets?
They can get tickets by going online to WashingtonAuditorium.org. They can purchase them that way. There are a few for sale at the Chamber of Commerce office, and they can also come to the auditorium that day. That evening, ticket booth opens at 6:30, and they can buy tickets there. Each veteran that presents their ID can get 2 free tickets. Other tickets are for sale for $15 for adults and $10 for students.
And again, with Veterans Day this weekend, why is it important to look back at our history and to speak to our veterans and to hear those stories?
One of the aspects of this story that's interesting to me is that this man is discovering his roots, discovering where he came from. Not only is he helping the people of his country, but he's helping his country and assuring, you know, that we're assuring that this story is going on and that the younger generation will hear of his bravery.
And basically that's what we need, just for people to recognize and appreciate what's been done to preserve our freedoms to hold an election like today. It may be contentious, but we still have that freedom. And I appreciate all that those folks who have gone before me have done.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Mike York and Millie Youngquist talking about The Accidental Hero, which will be at the Washington Area Performing Arts and Event Center this Thursday. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.